भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 17 टेक्स्ट नंबर 21
सृजति भूतानि भूतानि भगवान् आत्ममायया एषां बन्धं च मोक्षं च सुखं दुःखं च निष्कल एक श्रीजाति पद
ट्रांसलेशन द सुप्रीम पर्सनल ऑफ गॉड इट इज वन अनअफेक्टेड बाय द कंडीशंस ऑफ द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड ही क्रिएट्स ऑल द कंडीशन सोल्स बाय हिज ओन पर्सनल पोटेंसी बिकॉज ऑफ बीइंग कंटेमिनेटेड बाय द मटेरियल एनर्जी द लिविंग एंटिटी इज पुट इन टू इग्नोरेंस and thus into different conditions of bondage. Sometimes by knowledge, the living entity is given liberation. In Sattvagun and Rajagun, he is subjected to happiness and distress, purport by Prabhupada. The question may be raised, why the living entities are situated in different conditions and who has arranged this? The answer is that it has been done by the Supreme Personality of Godhead without anyone's help. The Lord is His own energies, Parashya Shaktir Vividheva Shruyate, and one of them, namely the external energy, creates the material world and the varieties of happiness and distress for the conditioned souls under the supervision of the Lord. The material world consists of three modes of material nature, Sattvaguna, Rajaguna and Tamaguna. By Sattvaguna, the Lord maintains the material world. By Rajaguna, He creates it. And by Tamaguna, He annihilates it. After the varieties of living entities are created, they are subject to happiness and distress according to their association. When they are in Sattvaguna, the mode of goodness, they feel happiness. When in Rajaguna, they are distressed. And when in Tamaguna, they have no sense of what to do or what is right and wrong.
Om Agyanti Mirandasya
Hare Krishna. Not so qualified to sit. Somehow, by all of your blessings, I can speak something. Here we find that in this chapter entitled Mother Parvati Curses Chitraketu, we find in the sections that after the curse, Chitraketu Maharaj is very respectfully accepting the curse, which is very surprising because he didn't had any fault in his performance. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada is particularly mentioning the purpose why Supreme Lord created this material world through the medium of external energy, and how jivas are unhappy in this material world, or say materially happy and unhappy in this material world, by affected by sattvagun, rajagun and tamagun. Like say in this material world we find various situations in this material world, peoples or all type of living entities are under different situations in this material world. And many times a person asks about why there is so much disparity is there. And especially when a person is suffering himself, naturally a person cannot tolerate suffering, and they ask question to the Lord that why there are so much disparity is there. Like say poor will always complain that why is people are so rich and I am kept so poor. So people who are in distressful situation will always complain about the Lord of the disparities. And there are so many varieties of disparities in this material world, in the living styles of conditions, entities. Many times that's why person ask a question, my dear Lord, why you made this material world? What is the purpose behind making this world? Supreme Lord, many of the people, many of the philosophers, like they cannot conceive what is the purpose of creating this material world where so much disparity is there, so much suffering is there. So many times people ask Lord, or many times people complain that what is the purpose of creating this material world? One Marathi poet, he has mentioned about the Lord, that he has said about the Lord that you are a Veda Kumbhar. Veda means he is a mad, and Kumbhar means pot maker. Generally a pot maker is there, he makes a pot and then he uses it or sells it. But here in this case, Krishna is such a Kumbhar, or he is such a pot maker. He is making this creation, it's like pot, universes. And again he breaks it. After some time he breaks it. And again after some time he again makes it. So he's like a mad pot maker. Like say we don't find anyone who is doing something like this. We find there is a mad person. Like say suppose some pot maker is there making again into say soil and again creating. So Krishna, many times people say that how you are such a pot maker that you create with your own sweet will and again you destroy it and again you create, again you destroy it, and it goes on again and again till eternity. So people can't conceive of what is the point of doing all this thing. But that is Krishna has facilitated just so that conditioned souls can live in this material world and ultimately realize that this place is not the place for staying here. And ultimately they can go back to Godhead. That is the reason for material world. Here in this purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that Supreme Lord with the supervision of say three gunas, Satogun, Rajagun and Tamogun, monitors or gives happiness and distress to the living entities. Like say people churn butter. So churning process is done by two ropes. But Krishna uses three ropes for churning in this material world. He uses three ropes, and so many things are going on this material world, but everything is under the control of the Supreme Lord. People in this material world are subjected to happiness and distress. Actually, happiness also in one way is a distress for the soul. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that non-permanent nature of happiness and distress arises due to sense perception only. Its appearance and disappearance like appearance and disappearance of summer and winter season, one must know how to tolerate it. Krishna says the happiness and distress are temporary in nature. It will go on its own accord. Like say presently the season of monsoon is there. So naturally after some time the season will be going and next season will be coming. So similarly in this material world, happiness and distress are bound to come and bound to go. And that will be under the supervision of the Lord. Whatever karma one has performed, he will get definitely results for that karma. And one should know that whatever he has done in past activity, he is getting results of it. here in this Parpat, Chitraketu Maharaj, the reason is that Chitraketu Maharaj is accepting the curse very happily rather than getting agitated, because he knew that Mother Parvati is just an instrument or just an medium for say Lord's will or his past karma. It can be act of an internal energy, or it can be just due to reaction of the past karma. For example, when before the Mahabharata war started, Duryodhan was saying very sharp, harsh words to Vidura. And Vidura was very hurt in heart because he served throughout his life for Kauravas, and such a point of time Duryodhana is insulting Vidura, and Vidura very unhappy, and he left the palace and he goes out. But for Duryodhana it was an act of external energy. He was completely under the control of external energy. But the same time for Vidura it was an act under internal energy. Why? Because he could see the hand of the Lord. That Lord wants me to go away and be free from all the anxieties of war field, and go out and visit holy places and remember the Lord and take the association of devotees. And that's why for Vidura, the same thing, same act was there. It was an internal energy. And for Duryodhana, it was an act of external energy. So in this material world, a person many time, like say suffering man may point complaint to the Lord or complain to the things that are happening in the world, but they should know that this is actually the reaction of whatever he has done in the past life. The people around us, like say for Chitraketu Maharaj, Parvati Mataji is a medium, just a medium. It was an ordained by the Lord. Similarly, for a devotee, everything is ordained by the Lord. Everything, if suppose somebody sees the hand of the Lord, then everything is under the internal energy. So many times people complain about, say, people, or many times people accuses the instruments. Like, say, many times, say, somebody is watching, say, India-Pakistan match, and somehow suffice that India loses. And we have heard the instances that they throw a glass or break the glass of the TV screen. It's an instrument only. How it is related? Suppose the incident is going somewhere completely different place, and it has been relayed to you, and why you are shooting your anger to just an instrument? So, and naturally, a person will see that he is a foolish man. He has gone crazy. And even he, after half an hour, he will accept that, why I did this. So naturally, then he has to buy another television. So naturally he will curse himself that why I did this. So many times people have got instinct to blame the instruments. Like say many times even people throw their mobile. I've heard cases people get angry about to get a contract, and like say they don't get a contract, and contract like say person is not paying the money, something like that, and he's so angry, just throws the mobile down and some bad words shoots out the mouth. But mobile is just an instrument. So why to take seriously, like say, mobile and television? Because we know that it's just an instrument. The event is ordained through somewhere else. So similarly, anything in happening in our life is just an happening through the medium of the Lord. For devotees, it is directly happening through medium of Krishna. Krishna's direct intervention is there. And for non-devotees, Krishna is acting through external energy. And in external energy, person is happy or unhappy. One time Srila Prabhupada was going, walking with his disciples. And one man came from opposite side. And he was a fisherman. So he had basket of fish. And he saw Srila Prabhupada and attracted and wanted to offer something. But he was in ignorance. So didn't know what to offer. So he took out one fish and offered to Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada shook, he says, "No, you enjoy." So that man walked ahead and Srila Prabhupada also walked ahead. And Srila Prabhupada then say, "And suffer." So in this material world, there is a, like say, prize, like say, somebody wants to enjoy. So there is, suffering is also ordained. But when suffering comes, then they complain. But if suffering is due to earlier, like say, happiness, earlier, like say, breaking of Lord's principle, and due to that, the suffering comes in our life. So many times people complain about such suffering in life. People many times don't see the medium and complain to the Lord. One time, one of our book distributor was distributing books on a table at church gate. And a man came on the table. And he was accusing devotees that there is no God actually. No God. God is not there. And devotee asked, "What is the reason why God, why you say that God is not there?" He said, "I was a believer in God. And one time I was hungry. And I didn't have money for eating. So I asked many people for food or money to eat. And nobody gave me. And ultimately, one prostitute gave me. So that means God is not there." So devotee says that, "Can't you see the hand of God in prostitute? He ordained, he gave you whatever your desire, what your need was there through the medium of prostitute. Can't you see that?" So many times, we can't see hand of Lord behind it. And we want to have independent life ourselves. But so-called independent life is not actually independence, because we are in this material world subjected by different gunas. Sattva guna, raja guna and tamo guna. Depicted by different colors, different situations. Like say Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that a living entity is covered by various degrees of lust, and according to his covering, he is put into various bodies and various situations. And person in this material world thinks that he is independent or free, but that is not correct. In this material world, nobody is free from accepting bodies. Nobody is free from birth and death. Like say, Prabhupada mentions many times, quite often, the word back home, back to Godhead. So Prabhupada says, spiritual world, at the shelter of Supreme Lord, our home is there, where we are completely free. Why this material world cannot be taken as home? Home means place where a person is independent, free, no anxiety, he is happy. Here, whatever home is there, like say somebody is going in office, working very hard, but he always meditate. "Let me go in home and have my own life. I can relax. I can eat the kind of food I want to eat. I can put on dress the way I want to have. I can have the exchanges, loving exchanges, the way I want to have." So that's what people hanker to go to home. But in this material world, the home varies. Like say, in one body to another body, the home varies. There are 84 like species. And soul is forced to accept different bodies. And home, naturally there are so many homes, and that the moment soul leaves one body and goes another body, his home, shelter changes. And due to that, a person is unhappy always, because he doesn't get permanent home. Like say, suppose somebody is working in Bombay, and say he is told that every 15 days you have to change your home. He will be in so much anxiety. Every 15 days to change home, I have to transfer my utensils, I have to transfer all my, like say my wife and children, I have to transfer everything, again new relationship with neighbors, everything changing. So suppose somebody is told that you change your home every fortnight, so much anxiety is there. Education of the school, which school will get, everything changes. So similarly, people, home changes in this material world. And due to that, they are in suffering state. All the external, it may appear that there may be wonderful progress around. People are joyful, happy. But that is not the case. A person may just scratch the surface and they find that that is not the case. Suffering is byproduct of this material world. It is given free. Like see here, say, Prabhupada mentions the word conditioned souls. Many times we find, see the advertisement, that some nice advertisement there. And we find the advertisement very lucrative. But just one asterisk may be there. Conditions apply. And when we see the conditions, then our whole perspective varies. Similarly, in this material world, people don't see the, they just see the face value of it. They don't see what are the conditions involved in that. If somebody is knowledgeable and sees the conditions of this material world, naturally he would like to come out of this place where he doesn't have the eternal home. Naturally he would like to go back to the spiritual world. So-called advancement, we find that over here, and people find that I am happy in this material world, but that is not correct. So many different ways a person is subjected to suffering. So many different ways. Like in this material world, people, as a person is youth, he works so hard for earning money. And we find just at the age of 35-40, he loses all his health. And spend all his money to again revive his health. But he can't get it. It's completely. People die early, get old early. And today we find that even hospital bills are so surmounting, huge. Suppose somebody of the standard of the middle class, of higher middle class, is admitted in the hospital and some serious disease comes and the hospital bill comes to the tune of say 5 to 10 lakhs, his whole life saving is swept away in one installment only. Where is the happiness? Suppose somebody has worked hard completely and he has saved nice money for his late age and he will say that, okay, I will have my happy end at least. And suppose he is diseased and in one installment everything is taken away. And again he is back to square. So in this material world we find that in so many ways, although we find that externally the happiness may be there, but that's not correct. We find that a young boy is there, he is getting good salary, get married, want to have house, separate house in Bombay, and gets a house on loan. And many times the people are paying installment for next 20 years. Something to the tune of, it's a common thing. Installment of 5 to 10,000 paying monthly for next 20 years till he practically get old. So where is the question of happiness? Husband is forced to work, no option. Wife is forced to work because they have to pay the installment, no option. So although externally we find that there is so-called happiness is there, but that's not correct. In essence, in this material world, there cannot be true happiness. True happiness can be there at the shelter, at the lotus feet of Krishna only. Otherwise, a person may be subjected to various gunas only. Different colors and different lives, different people lives. Say, sattva gun is by white color. Rajagun by red color. So guna also has got color. And a person is like say affected by various gunas, and according to that he lives his life. Like say we find various flags of various country, and they have got different colors, strips of color. India has got different color, Pakistan may have got different color, different other nation may have got different colors on their this thing. People may have Independence Day showing colors, like say 15th August, people will show the colors of Indian flag and show this thing that we are independent. But again, we are in colors, we are in modes. So where is the question of independence? Independence means get rid of this color and go back to spiritual world. Like say, Krishna is mentioned as Shuddha Sattva, transcendental. And everyone in this material world is contaminated by various gunas. Somebody, and even somebody is in sattva guna, because still he is contaminated, because it's not Shuddha Sattva, because even if somebody is Sattva-guna, still the tinge of Rajaguna and Tamaguna is there, always there. And any time a person can glide down to Rajaguna and Tamaguna. So in this material world, if someone is in Sattva-guna, like even in devotee, we find that many times in very goodness, happy, joyful, but just the next moment we find that we are affected by different mode. So there is a power, influence of external energy. And this will go on till we get completely purified or till we go back to Godhead. This, the power of waves of guna will always keep and it will be binding. And no wonder wherever a devotee is there, he has to struggle. Whichever ashram he chooses, he has to struggle. There is no other way out of it. There is no peaceful solution where, suppose in some other situation, a person doesn't have to struggle. It's not correct. Anywhere a person is there, he is bound to struggle to get rid of three gunas. And when a person worships Supreme Lord, then only gradually he will be free from three gunas. He'll be happy because Krishna is transcendental. Krishna is beyond three gunas. He is not like, say, ordinary man who is like, say, forced to take birth and forced to act. Krishna doesn't come like, say, we everyone come. Krishna is transcendental. And he just comes to destroy, say, demonic people or, say, demonic mentality of the people as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does. Or he comes to, say, protect his devotees or have loving reciprocation with his devotees. So that is the reason why Lord appears. He appears in his own internal energy. We take birth and we act in external energy. Krishna is not affected by any of the things of this world. Like say, in Mahabharata, Karna wanted Sarathi. Like say, because he knew that I have to fight with Arjuna. And Arjuna was a very powerful fighter. So I need somebody who can help me. Very good Sarathi. So he thought of King Shalva. And he approached him and asked, told him that, please be my Sarathi. And he was a king. He got so angry on Karna that I am a king and you tell me to become chariot driver of yours. How can you think that way? And he was very angry on Karna. And Karna then requested that, actually I want to fight with Arjuna. So please, I can't do without you. So after getting much angry, he agreed for become chariot driver. On the other side, Krishna happily became chariot driver of Arjuna. What is the difference? Difference is that Lord is not subjected to any conditioning of this world. He is beyond any perceptions of false ego. He is beyond the dualities of this world. We are in the dualities of this world. Hunger, thirst, happiness, distress, heat, cold, rain, no rain. We are in the dualities. But Lord is beyond this duality because he is transcendental. Another example, like say, Ramchandra, he was called by Dashrath Maharaj. And Dashrath Maharaj was approached by Kaikeyi to ask for two boons. One was that Bharat should be on the kingdom and not Ram. And another is that Ram should be banished for 14 years exile. And naturally all over Ayodhya, everybody is celebrating Lord Ram's Rajyabhishek. Like say, they are ready for next day where Lord Ram is crowned as king. And Ramchandra, like say, he was supposed to be king next day only. And he was called in the chamber or room of Dashrath Maharaj. And Dashrath Maharaj and Kaikeyi were there. And Lord Ramchandra was informed by Kaikeyi that you have to fulfill the boon given by your father and you have to go exile 14 years and you can't be the king, Bharat will be king. So for a normal man, it can be a very shocking incidence. For example, somebody like say who is about to become say honored, and immediately the honor is taken away. And what to speak of honor being taken away, he is put in some like say exile or something like that. So naturally he'll be unhappy. Lord Ramchandra, he was equipoised. When he came, he was in same mood, and when he left, he was in the same mood. Same expressions were there on Lord Ramchandra. He was not affected by the news what he received from Dashrath Maharaj. He was same person, whether he is enthroned as a king of Ayodhya and everybody is praising him, and whether he is in Ayodhya and everybody is loving him, and whether he leaves Ayodhya and goes in the forest where he lives a simple life of a sadhu, still Lord Ramchandra is not affected. Why? Because Krishna is transcendental. And because Krishna is transcendental, he is not affected by all these gunas. He is the director. He is not the actor of the play. And in this material world, everyone is actor unless someone takes shelter of Krishna. Chitraketu Maharaj realizes knowledge that this is an act of Lord's mercy. Parvati Devi is just an instrument. Like she is just a puppet in the hands of the Lord. Nobody criticizes the somebody goes for a puppet show. So naturally, we know that puppeteer is there. He is the key person who is moving the puppets. So we don't say that puppets are moving on its own accord. Similarly, we know that Krishna is the mover of everything. And by him, everything is changed. Everything is under the control of Krishna. And when a person knows this, then his misery is mitigated. Even many times a devotee is miserable, like he is unhappy or something terrible happens in life. But as soon as he sees that behind this, there is hand of Lord, immediately his most of the misery is mitigated. Immediately, because he knows that it is love of God. Like say, if it is Krishna's mercy behind to me, so that actually I can come more closer to him. So that's what different perception of devotees and non-devotees. Non-devotees are suffering because they can't see this. And they always accuse, like say, instruments, and they are themselves are suffering. Like say, and Bhagavatam says that we should know that Lord is the medium behind it, everything. Like say, in Russia, people were during a time when they were like say poverty stricken and they didn't have food to eat. So their rulers were saying that you can go in church and ask to God about the daily bread. And people are going in the churches and praying to the God that please give us daily bread. And they will come out and these rulers would ask them, did your God give you daily bread? So they would say no. And they will bring a truckload of bread. And this is now you pray to us. You ask from us and then you see what it is different. And they used to ask them that please give us daily bread. And they used to unload the truck and they used to give to all people. And then there was a question to people, see who is great? Your God is great or we are great? Who is providing you food? Your God is providing you food or we are providing you food? So, they will, whatever a faith a person may have, they will crush that faith. But they can't see that who provided that bread. The bread is provided, the grains are provided by Krishna. Krishna is the supreme person behind cause of all causes. So he is the person who is given the bread also. The person cannot see the hand of God in various situation. So wise man actually accepts the Supreme Lord to get free from three gunas and performs yajna. Because even somebody wants to become materially happy also, he has to perform yajna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that by performing yajna, a person can become materially happy also, and ultimately he can spiritually advance also. So one should perform yajna, and the best yajna mentioned here is that yajna sankirtana praya yajanti sumedasa. Is chanting of the holy name is the best yajna prescribed to get free from all the bondages. We can be elevated to the platform of transcendental Shuddha Sattva. We can cross Rajagun, Tamogun. Like say when Damodar Leela was going on, so Krishna was very angry when he was tied with Mother Yashoda. That why Mother Yashoda did something like this? And his lips are described as very reddish. And his lips were quivering. So Krishna pressed his lip with his teeth and suppressed his anger. So red color indicates Rajagun, and white teeth, beautiful pearl like Krishna's white teeth are like say Satugun. And with the help of Satugun we can conquer lower modes. And that's what Krishna teaches. When a person in whatever situation may be there, whatever gunas may be there, if a person becomes a devotee, naturally he is free from guna. His life is completely transformed. Completely. People many times say, devotees, your life has changed a lot, so much after you come to ISKCON. The reason is that gradually he is free from lower modes and he is coming closer and closer to Krishna. So that's what we should aspire for, that somehow we should be free from all the gunas and we should come close to Krishna and ultimately go back to Godhead, like Chitraketu Maharaj is doing. He is accepting the curse as hand of Krishna's mercy, and next life is a demon, and he perfected his life and goes back to Godhead. This is the essence of life, somehow taking shelter of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Ending here. Thank you very much for your patient hearing. Any comment? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam.